I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. This morning, I was reading some very interesting research about the benefits of mindfulness meditation from self.com. I will be sure to include the link to this article in the episode notes. But one of the key takeaways is that mindfulness meditation has been proven to be effective in assisting with improving depression, anxiety, and also the pain management of chronic illness. But today I'd like to focus on the depression and anxiety aspects. And one of the very interesting pieces of the article that I read is as follows. Scientists believe there is a link between mental illnesses like depression and ruminative thinking. That is, revisiting the same thoughts over and over and over again, often about yourself, usually about the past or future, and often without your choosing to do so. This kind of thinking seems to happen in our default mode network, which is exactly what it sounds like, the network our brain defaults to when it's not actively engaged in doing something else. I thought this was hugely, hugely interesting and important. And what I'd like to use as the topic for today's episode is, how do you manage your thoughts? So when your thoughts arise, mindfulness meditation invites us to simply observe. Observe the thoughts, allow them to come and go freely. But what's interesting about the opposite of that, which leads to depression and anxiety, is that usually we become hyper-focused. We begin to overthink about everything that is passing through the screen of our attention, the screen of our awareness. And so our attention gets attached to one particular thought, and it continues to repeat over and over again. And as this article says, often it's about yourself, but usually it's about the past or the future. And this seems to happen without us choosing to do that. So if you find that sometimes your thoughts are in a loop and you just can't break the cycle, you are worrying and you're consumed by a future fear or a past regret or anything that's outside of the present moment, recognize that the great opportunity is to simply observe. Allow the thought to come and go. Do not allow it to be stuck in your attention through the rumination. Because what's happening is the mind is saying, if I give this more focus, I will figure it out. But that's usually not the case. In fact, it can be very beneficial to simply write down what that point is that seems to keep reappearing in your mind. Maybe a past memory or future fear. Usually it's something you don't want to happen. Just write that down. And then you can do an active brainstorming session with yourself to say what you need to do to address that concern. Identify an action that you can take in the present moment that will alleviate that concern. So instead of holding the idea in your mind and just ruminating on it, allowing it to repeat in your head again and again, observe it, record it, release it. Observe, record, release. And what that allows you to do is to free up your attention so it's not hyper-focused on this one aspect. then we begin to slowly become uninterested in that repetitive thought cycle, that repetitive fear that continues to arise. And that disinterestedness liberates. When we're simply not interested in the thought, the fearful thought or depressive thought that arises, we are free of it. But we work that muscle of disinterestedness by learning how to release the thought, release our attention from the thought, to recognize that the thought is just an idea that's arising. And we don't need to give it our full attention or our continuous attention, that our continuous attention is not going to solve the problem. In fact, the solutions often come when we're doing something else. Many times, a great idea occurs to me when I'm on a walk or doing some unrelated activity, because I've released my mind from being constantly focused on that thing, and the subconscious works to provide solutions. But we have to also let go of the idea that we have to solve every problem. Sometimes we have an opportunity to present a problem to a trusted advisor or a trusted group who can help us to also brainstorm creative solutions. We don't need to feel that every problem is a weight that we must carry on our own. But more than that, we recognize our power to allow our attention to flow and to not get stuck on a particular loop, a repeating track that's playing out all of the things that we don't want to experience. So we observe it. We just allow the thought to come and go. We may record it. But most importantly, we release it. We release our attention and we recognize that the thought is just a cloud passing in the sky. It is just an idea. It's really an illusion that's appearing. And it's only our attention that makes it real. So when we give our attention to what we don't want to experience, we actually are creating that experience in our body that we don't want to feel by giving our attention to that thought. So you can also choose a different thought. You can affirm within yourself, I know that an answer and a solution will arise. I don't need to worry about this. My worry only changes my experience. I know that everything will work out. I know that I am doing everything that I can to move toward a solution. All is well. All will be well. Feed yourself this kind of food. Know that everything is resolving itself. You don't need to put additional pressure on yourself, especially in the form of these ruminating thoughts. So mindfulness meditation is an invitation for us to really observe how we're managing thoughts, how we're managing emotions that arise, and it invites us to shift to observation. Instead of being stuck in the loop, we step out of that roller coaster simply through the power of observation. I'm thinking of quantum mechanics, and through the power of observation, a particle can even either behave like a particle or a wave, depending on whether it's being observed. So our lives can either function in a stressful state or a peaceful state, depending on observation. Are we allowing things to flow, or are we getting stuck? And we allow things to flow by simply recognizing, this thought is arising. This other thought is arising. This feeling is arising. This other feeling is arising. Through this non-judgmental observation, we simply become aware of what is happening within the realm of our thoughts and feelings. And we become, through continued practice, more disinterested. We recognize that it's always changing. Our thoughts and feelings are always changing. And so we're able to more quickly snap out of different moods or cycles of thought. It doesn't mean that you have to be happy all the time. It just means that if a stressful thought arises, you have the tools to be able to be aware of it, to release it and return to calm without outer assistance. This is the measurement of your growth. If you can return to calm on your own, simply through the recognition of what is happening within you. It's not that this other thing is causing you to feel stress. You recognize my attention to this particular thought is creating a stressful feeling. So I am choosing to release my attention, allow that thought or feeling to flow. And in doing that, in becoming disinterested, I become more peaceful. This is our great opportunity to practice mindfulness meditation in every moment. It's just to become much more of an observer of our inner workings. Recognize that that matters more than anything that's happening externally. You are the manager of your thoughts and your feelings, and when you own that responsibility, when you see that you have the power to be peaceful in this moment of now, you get to choose peace and act accordingly when those stressful thoughts and feelings arise. And that action is really a non-action. It's simply observing. It's allowing the thought and feeling to flow through you. It's not suppressing it. It's just allowing it to flow. And in that way, you are free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.